Welcome to another episode of Kevo and Heidi's Disney Over Coffee.
I'm Kevo.
And I'm Heidi.
And let's talk about Disney.
Let's do it. So today's all about Snow White.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
1937.
That's like one of the first ones, wasn't it?
I think it was the first, feature film. Because they had done short ones before then, but this is like
those don't count. One.
I mean, they count to somebody. You know, they're cute little ones, like with Mickey and Minnie and that kind of thing. But so Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is about a beautiful girl named Snow White. Takes refuge in the forest in the house of the Seven Dwarfs to hide from her stepmother, the Wicked Queen. Supervising director was David Hand. It premiered December 21st, 1937 at the Carthay Circle Theater in Hollywood. It was the first animated feature film. The film cost $1.4 million, which is saying something for 1937. Mm-hmm. More than 750 artists worked on the film, which took 3 years to produce. The film received a special Academy Award in 1939, consisting of one full-size Oscar and seven dwarf Oscars, presented to Walt Disney by Shirley Temple. In England, the film was deemed too scary for children, and those under 16 had to be accompanied by a parent. And that is something I definitely wanted to talk about later, because a lot of people thought this was kind of scary for the time, for the 1930s. So, and this had been like, you know, like I get it, but I didn't get scared by it. But
I didn't get it. She was tripping.
So what are your first initial thoughts of Snow White?
What are my first initial thoughts? I liked it. It definitely was your typical love at first sight, which is nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's like an hour and 20 minute movie.
Yeah, you know? It's really short. So in comparison to the longer ones that we have.
Yeah, comparison to nowadays and everything like that. But no, I liked it. I really liked the artistry and everything like that. The animation was pretty cool.
I love it particularly simply because I think it's something that I could still put on today and still laugh. Mm-hmm. And not so much for like the love story, because obviously it's very cliche in the fact that it's a fairy tale kind of thing, but I do like how they put the pieces together of the fairy tale. And I'll talk a little bit more about the original fairy tale from the Brothers Grimm as far as Snow White goes, but I really liked Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I thought it was adorable. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the trends that kind of is set by this particular movie, which is the book opening. It starts off with the particular beautiful, you know, with gemstones on it, book opens to a page. Typically, though, after this film, I want to say there's a narrator that reads the particular part of the book. This doesn't do that. We're expected to actually read.
Really? I must have missed that.
Yes, no, there's no narrator. In the book opening.
They couldn't afford it back then. Maybe that was it.
They spent like $1.4 million on this particular movie, but, you know, that's okay, though. So, it's a pretty white book, though, with gold letters, but I did put in a note that there is no narrator, and we start with the queen going to the magic mirror, and she opens the story up by saying slave in the magic mirror. So, already, I'm like, lady.
I mean, you know, she must have used some sort of magic to trap him in there. Now, my thing is he also, you know, forced to tell the truth?
No matter what?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if that was me, if she was like, slave, who's the fairest of them all? I would have just been like, you.
Sure. You. You're the best.
And then I'm going to go back to what I was doing. But, you know.
I mean, what do you have to do in a mirror?
Yeah, well, nothing.
Is there another side?
Yeah, but what if she smashes me?
That's true. I guess you don't really have much to lose or to live for if you're a slave in the magic mirror. Mm-hmm. But it could be that. It could be one of those, like, no matter what I ask you, you have to tell me the truth. Because that is part of the curse, maybe. So, very interesting. But we see the fact that Snow White is the fairest in the land. And she is essentially being treated so horribly by her stepmother, the evil queen, forced to take care of that entire castle, clean it, you know, wash clothes, that kind of thing. I like the getup that she's in. She definitely makes me think of the 1930s and 40s with her haircut, like her short little kind of pin back.
Betty Boop.
Yes. Betty Boop haircut. Very Betty Boop. That's what I got. Not to mention her lashes. That was very Betty Boop to me. Like her cute little lips and her eyes with the lashes, just very prominent. I thought it was adorable.
If you think about it, that's kind of how you can kind of get people. Because prior to this, you know, Betty Boop was pretty big. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, like, hey, we're going to make her look kind of like Betty Boop. And that can maybe draws people in. Like, oh, hey, look, Betty Boop. She's a long-lost princess.
I thought she looked adorable, though. She was wearing clogs, which I thought was supposed to give us a hint of where she was probably somewhere in, like, northern, you know, Europe. With the clogs. But she is cleaning, and then she gets scared by a prince.
No, she's singing, right?
Yes, yeah, she's singing.
She's singing.
The Wishing Well song. Should we insert it here?
What's his name? Yeah, we could probably insert it here.
Insert the song. Come true. I'm wishing for the one. But he doesn't have a name, actually. He's just Prince Charming, I guess. Like, he just is the prince.
Oh, he's a charming prince.
Yeah, he doesn't get a name.
Yeah. Which is like, it's like, she ran away from this dude, right? You know, like, stranger danger. But when you got, and
but then he starts singing.
But then he starts singing, and I'm just like, okay, you're gonna react that way to this, you know, handsome young man. But then you got in the end of the movie, you got this ugly old hag. She's like, I'm gonna eat this apple. It don't make no sense.
I think it was the fact that, like, maybe she has a particular way of being raised, you know, by her father before he died, that kind of thing. Like, she's expected to be very nice to old people. And, you know, maybe the whole prince, that wasn't part of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she looks to be attracted to him, too. So, but that in itself, I mean, hey, you know, I get it. You know, you see a prince, he's singing to you, you're singing together. There's a cute little interaction with one of the doves, you know, kissing him. And then, you know, I thought it was cute, but.
All the animals liked him.
Yep,
the animals. But all the animals didn't like that hag.
The animals all love Snow White. I think that's the theme here. That's the point here. But the queen is enraged, of course, and orders the huntsman to kill Snow. And Snow, at this point, is no longer dressed in her rags. She's dressed in that, you know, iconic Snow White dress.
See,
with the blue and the yellow.
Yeah. And at first I was thinking, like how are the people of the kingdom, how are they tolerating this stepmother? When, if you think about it, you know, she's the actual, you know, heiress. But I'm like, oh, okay, I think I get it, you know? Like, while she's at the castle, you know, she treats her a certain way. But while she's, like, out and about, you know, put up pretenses.
Could be. Or it could be, like, Once Upon a Time, the ABC TV show, where everybody just does what the queen says because they're all scared of her. Because she has magic and powers, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, but anyway, Snow ends up running away because the huntsman, of course, can't do it. Can't kill her.
Mm-hmm. He's a good man.
He's a good person. Tells her to run away. She runs into the, like, the depths of the forest where it's, like, super scary. And she gets super scared of everything. Sees eyes everywhere. Claws out of the tree trunks. And she eventually kind of just surrenders, I guess. And falls down to the ground.
She just gets overwhelmed.
Falls down to the ground, cries, and then all of these forest animals come around her, try to make her feel better. And she sings another song, very pretty. But they eventually are able to kind of take her to a refuge within the forest. which is like a little cottage house. And she does notice how cute it is, and she says that it looks like a doll's house, which it was pretty cute. It's definitely somewhere that I wouldn't mind living if I was that small, I guess. But I myself am pretty short, so I'm not that far off, you know, from dwarfdom, I guess. Dwarfism. But so she goes into the house, she knocks, but she still goes in knowing that no one's home. I think her mentality was, I'm going to clean their house for them and they're going to let me stay. I would still say that it's probably not wise to enter a house that's not yours and nobody's around. That's just me.
I don't know. I would have looked in there and I'd been like, no one lives here. No one's lived here in years.
Right, because it's filthy. It did kind of look abandoned, I guess, because it was so dirty. But yeah, so she and the animals help clean the house and wash their clothes, too. Very kind. Very nice of them. And then we get introduced to the dwarves digging for gems at the mine.
Yeah, at their mine. They're singing their songs. They're mining for gems and gold and everything like that. Yeah, but the funniest part is when they're ready to go home, they lock up their jewels, they lock up their stuff in the storage, and then they hang the key on the wall.
And that's one thing I noticed.
I would have put on that sign, latrine.
But yeah, Dopey is one that I think is really, really cute and adorable. But his name wasn't initially going to be Dopey. I think it was going to be something else because they had thought that Dopey was offensive. Do you think Dopey's offensive?
Who thought Dopey was offensive?
I think critics of the time. Like,
offensive in what way?
Probably make him seem like an idiot, I guess.
He's just a little silly. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's the difference. I don't think he's like dumb, like in the way that he just doesn't think about things and doesn't care about thinking about things. I think he has a particular personality that's like, he might be smart, but at the same time, he is not afraid to be silly. So that silliness comes through and he does dumb things. That's the way I thought about it. Because I don't think he's like an idiot, but I can see how people can think that that's offensive. I can understand that.
I mean, I guess. You're not gonna say that about Goofy just because he's a dog.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But I think what we've come to in this particular day and age, the fact that we're smarter and we're trying to be more understanding of the things that could have been done wrong back in the early days of Disney, I don't think that this would be one that comes to my mind anyway. But we'll talk a little bit more about other stuff that people have said about Snow White, particularly not being 100%, you know, evolving or of the current time. It was more for that time, which makes sense to me. I mean, you know, it was the 1930s. You know, we can't get everything right, and not every single part of that culture is going to be translatable today. But they close up shop and they go home. I particularly love the way that the imagery in the movie kind of goes from the dwarves marching, and you can see the waterfall and you can see their shadows as they're going home. I particularly love the waterfall and them walking by the waterfall. I love that part. It's very pretty. So Snow White eventually gets tired and falls asleep in their beds. So I guess it's okay, considering, you know, it definitely gave me Goldilocks vibes for sure. Okay, you can come to my house.
But Goldilocks went in there and just started doing stuff. I mean, she at least cleaned the house.
That's true. Yeah, Goldilocks is different because she literally just...
Yeah.
She.
Goldilocks knew that there was some people living in that place.
Ate their food, slept in their beds. That's a little different, but... and that poor turtle trying to get up the stairs... I thought that was so cute.
Everybody left that turtle behind. See, even Snow White. See, we're saying Snow White's this wonderful person, but she left that turtle behind. He kept
trying to get up the stairs. And then when he went down the stairs, when they got scared because the dwarves were coming home and they could hear them, he went down the stairs so fast just after he had finally made it to the top. But it's meant to be funny. It's cute. It's cute. But eventually the dwarves come home. They freak out when they see the lights on at their house. You know, the candles are lit. and they're freaking out. They don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. They're thinking it's either a monster, a dragon, a demon. Could be anything. You know? But they go in. They get freaked out. They get scared. And then they send Dopey to go check upstairs. Now, do you think that was unfair? Do you think that was mean?
Of course it was mean. They should have all went. Seven, you know, seven dwarves are going to be a heck of a lot better against a bad guy than one. Yeah. Like, that's mean.
And they sent, I mean, what we think by looking at the dwarves, you know, they all have beards, except for Dopey. So I'm assuming, or that we're supposed to think, at least, or understand that Dopey's the youngest one out of them.
Well, that's how I took it.
So they sent
He wasn't old enough to have his beard yet.
But he's the youngest one, and they sent him upstairs to take care of this monster. But he, of course, gets freaked out as it, you know, Snow White moves around in the sheets and looks like a ghost, I guess. And the particular, you know, theme is just them freaking out. So he runs back downstairs. They freak out. They think he's the monster because he's, like, covered with like, pots and pans and stuff. And they start beating on him. They could have killed him. They could have. So they eventually all go upstairs because Dopey says that the monster's sleeping. So they go upstairs, are about to kill her with their pickaxes, and then they stop when they see her face. Looking like an angel.
See, I don't remember that part.
Yes. They had their like pickaxes up. About to kill her. And then Doc eventually says, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
That particularly made me laugh. So I'm probably going to insert that clip because it's just so funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it? Why, it's a girl.
She's mighty pretty.
She's beautiful. Just like a angel.
Angel. She's a female. And all females is poison. They're full of wicked wiles.
What are wicked wiles?
I don't know. It's funny. But the fact that they don't really know what to do after that, though.
Shoot, I wouldn't know what to do either.
Like, okay, now that we've determined that this is not a monster, it's a beautiful girl, but what do we do now?
She's a beautiful girl, but what about her heart?
So everybody seems okay with letting her stay, though, after she wakes up and guesses all their names, except for Grumpy. So Grumpy is the one who's essentially saying, get her out of here. I don't want nothing to do with her. Get her out. She's not supposed to be here. This is our house. Which I feel is fair. You know, you come home after a long day of work and you find somebody else in your bed. You know, it's not the most ideal situation.
No, it's not. We're just going to let you in after, you know, I've been on my own for 40 years. And then you come in and clean my house one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, no, I get that. But she explains that, you know, she needs some place to stay because her stepmother's after her, trying to kill her. And they absolutely know who she's talking about.
Yeah, so see, I'm thinking that you know, they're a part of this kingdom. You know, whatever kingdom that Snow White is a part of and is essentially a princess of, you know, these dwarves, this forest that they're in, who knows, maybe even the gems that they're mining, it's for that kingdom. So mm-hmm. That's kind of how I was seeing it. Mm-hmm.
So it
was, hey, here's this pretty girl. We don't know what to do. So, hey, we'll let her stay. But it's also, hey, this is my princess.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense.
That could have been a part of it as well.
I think so. I think you got a point there. Grumpy's still not having it, but I understand. I mean, it's kind of in the name. His name's Grumpy. He's going to be Grumpy. But I do like the fact
he's more for a president.
Yes. But I do like the fact that they're all pretty much on the same page. Like, okay, well, she's going to stay. I don't particularly like the fact, though, that they're more inclined to have her stay because she said that she'll keep the house for them and cook for them. I don't particularly love that. But if you're going to stay rent-free, you ain't got no job.
You got to do something. You got to do something.
You got to do something. Yes. Yeah. I'm about that. Yes. So if you're not going to have a job, you know, because I can't presume that Snow White would be able to get a job.
Nah, you know, I would have been like, look, I'm gonna mine with you guys, and you guys, you gonna clean this house just as well as me.
Okay. So maybe that story would have switched. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, she would have had shorts or some long pants, trousers underneath that skirt, put it up like Belle did in the new Beauty and the Beast. And she'd be working at the mine with her own pickaxe.
Mm-hmm, with her own pickaxe. Be like, I'm going to cook and clean, but you guys are going to cook and clean too.
Yeah, halfsies. But I love it. I really like the fact that they're like, okay, well, she's cool. We're cool. She can stay. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Girls got cooties.
Can't be trusted. Uh-huh. Conniving. I mean, the queen is a female and a terrible person, so. But that, I mean, we can't say that that's just everybody. Everybody's going to be this way. Because then I could easily say that all males are smelly. Mm-hmm. And gross.
What does that say about Grumpy's mama?
Well, we don't really know much about that. We don't know much about their parents. But, I mean, we can assume that they probably had to raise each other. Maybe because they couldn't survive, perhaps.
They're old men. You know?
Well, I mean, yeah. They've had to take care of each other this far. But they also end up kind of being a little bit gross, though, because as they're about to get ready for supper, Snow White inspects their hands, and they're nasty. Mm-hmm. They're dirty. So they have to go wash before they can eat. And they're not at all about it. Doc even says, we're not, like, this is not New Year.
Not the new year.
Like, we're not going
anywhere. Why do they call you Doc?
I have no idea. That's what they call him. They call him Doc. So they eventually go to wash in this big old trough of water. Grumpy is not about it, though. And so the rest of his siblings force him to get washed. He's resistant to change. Yes. But maybe, you know, this particular change is okay because it's just being clean. Hey, that's okay. But I particularly love Dopey trying to get the soap and then ending up swallowing it. It's so funny to me. And then he's like hiccuping bubbles. It's really cute. So then we go back to the queen in her castle, talking to the mirror again, asking who is the fairest in all of the land. He again gives it away. There are no secrets. Tells her exactly where Snow White is. Mm-hmm. And that she's still the fairest. And the queen tries to rebuke it a little bit and saying, no, she's dead in the forest, and I have her heart right here. And the mirror says, no.
Nope.
That is not Snow White's heart. That's the heart of a pig.
Now, do you think the huntsman did that? Because he didn't know about the mirror. Like the only person who knows about the magic mirror is the queen. It's the evil queen. Because
if I
were the huntsman, you know, if I would have known about the magic mirror, even though I didn't want to kill Snow White, I still would have did it because, you know, the evil queen would have known. So that's what I was thinking. I think he didn't know. Nobody knew about the magic mirror.
I would say that that's correct. I'd say that she's probably the only person who knows about the mirror. Because it's a source of power. Like, okay, people can't lie to me forever. Like, people can try to lie to my face, but then I'll go to the magic mirror and say, hey, was that true? Because I know that the mirror will tell me the truth.
Does she confront the huntsman?
No, we never see the huntsman again.
Okay, mm-hmm. So maybe he did know. He did know about the magic mirror, and, you know, when he was like, all right, I'm not going to kill Snow White because it's wrong. He's like, I'm gone.
Maybe he took off. Yeah, maybe after he gave her the heart, he was like, okay, see you tomorrow. Yeah, and then he packs.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
And then he packs all of his clothes.
And negative.
His wife, his children.
Yeah, this goes.
And maybe that's where, like, the inspiration came for that Snow White and the Huntsman movie. That was terrible.
It was fun.
I didn't like it.
You just don't like a particular person.
I don't like Kristen Stewart, folks, listeners. I'm not a Kristen Stewart fan. I've seen her do some good things, but the primarily, like, things that she's been in, I think, are just not good. But that could be just her choices, her decisions. But anyway, she ends up getting very, very, very mad and goes down to the bowels of the castle. And I know that we shouldn't like villains, but I particularly like the way that the queen looks, because there's something really cool in the way that she looks as far as like a villain. Like, she has that kind of cap over her hair and the crown on top of that. And then she has a cloak and then another cloak on top of that. So I particularly love that kind of detail stuff. And maybe we'll talk about like villains in general at one point. Villains of Disney that we actually don't mind liking a little bit. But she is very, very mad. She goes all the way down to where she keeps all of her witchcraft stuff. Now, we have to mention that Disney also is not immune to most cultures where we automatically presume witchcraft to be bad or evil. But that might be something for another episode. Or another particular movie about, you know, voodoo / witchcraft, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That'll be great for, like, The Princess and the Frog, because I think they did a good job showing the two sides of it, of magic. But, so she ends up making a potion to make her look like someone else. Like, it's supposed to be a disguise potion. I love the scene where she's making the potion. I love the creativity that they had with the animation and the colors. And I think I particularly wrote down, like, the ingredients
for this potion. You're looking at the ingredients.
I thought it was so awesome. So she makes this potion, and a few of the ingredients here was the Black of Night.
Chicken lips.
No, not chicken lips. The Black of Night, a blast of wind.
Pig butt.
To fan my hate. A thunderbolt to mix it well. And then I think it was like a scream of fright. There was a scream of fright because it was all scary. It was like, ooh, I'm going to insert.
Where did she keep that?
I'm going to insert the scream of fright.
Yeah.
Or maybe just the ingredients altogether. I'm going to insert a clip.
Yeah, yeah. Insert the whole thing.
Because I love it.
To shroud my clothes, the black of night. To age my voice. An old hag's cackle. To whiten my hair, a scream of fright. A blast of wind to fan my hate. A thunderbolt. Well, now begin thy magic spell.
When she puts together the potion, she drinks it, and eventually she changes into this old hag. Very scary looking, but she has a fantastic laugh. It's awesome. I love it. If the queen has magic, right? Very powerful magic.
She can call lightning. Guarantee you when she's like, hey, who's the fairest of them all, ugly, I bet you the magic mirror is gonna be like, man, she's got a nasty looking face, but she's still the fairest of them all.
So do you think that if Snow White ended up getting a potion to make her ugly instead of her dying, would she be with the prince?
Oh no, the prince would have, you know. We'll say all of a sudden the Prince Charming hears this beautiful voice. He pops up over the wall and sees this hag-looking lady. He's going to be like, I'm going to go sing somewhere else.
Have a good day.
I guarantee you. But
there's got to be another kingdom around here.
Yeah, I bet you. You know, go down and find Cinderella. but no, I'm seeing it. That's why I'm seeing it.
That's funny.
Hey, she's the fairest of them all. The magic mirror is saying it because you know, her heart's good.
Mm-hmm. But maybe because the queen's heart is bad, she's automatically thinking, you know, I have to kill this lady, this young lady. Now, also, mind you, in the original Grimm fairy tale, Snow White is supposed to be like 14,
mm-hmm.
We don't actually get her age in the movie, but us being grown adults, we're expected to think, well, in order for her to actually fall in love, she's got to be a little bit older than 14. Because what do 14-year-olds know about love? just saying. But so that was one thing I thought about, though. It's like, Queen, if you really want to get, you know, rid of this girl, why don't you just, like, put her in a carriage, send her somewhere else, and then you'll be the fairest in the land. You don't have to kill her.
Yeah, what land are you talking about? You talking about just your kingdom in general? You're talking about like, the whole world?
The whole world, because then, of course, you're not going to be. It's impossible. But in general, I think there could also be something to be said about the fact that women feel like they have to be pit against other women for beauty. That in itself could be a whole long episode about how we tend to have this narrative of, in order for me to feel beautiful about myself, I have to be better looking than the next woman. Which is not cool, because we should be supporting each other. But that's another thing. That's a whole another topic. But yeah, so she makes the potion. She ends up deciding that she's going to use the Sleeping Death Apple to kill her. And we get like a close-up of her eyeballs before we move on back to where Snow is with the Seven Dwarves, and they're having a good old time singing and dancing. And I love the little kind of yodeling, you know, song that they have. It's adorable. But anyway, they're dancing, they're singing. Snow starts singing out of nowhere. There's a fly. That's just annoying to me.
I don't remember no fly.
Oh my gosh. That fly, it was like buzzing around Sleepy's mouth. It was gross. It was nasty. But they eventually decide to get ready for bed, and they ask Snow White to tell them a story before they do that. And she tells them the story of how she meets her prince. And personally, I think that the song she then sings is the prettiest out of all of them in the movie, which is the "Someday My Prince Will Come." And I think it really just shows the particular range that the singer Adriana had for that particular time period, because she sings that song. It's very, very pretty. But they eventually all go to sleep. They let Snow go up into their bedroom, and they have to sleep downstairs. What do you think about that?
It's my house. I've lived here a lot longer. You better find yourself a couch until we can build you a bed.
Right, build you a bed, because we can't just buy you a bed.
Yeah.
I thought it was sweet that they were like, yeah, you can sleep upstairs. We'll find our sleep somehow down here. Which they do.
Yeah, in a cupboard.
In a cupboard, in the sink.
No, Snow White. No, this is my bed. By all means, I'm going to make sure you're comfortable until we can find you, you know, build you a bed or in a room of your own. It's my bed.
Yeah, but that's another moment where that fly comes back, because the fly ends up sleeping on Sleepy's nose, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's just, as far as I know, flies don't sleep, but okay. They're trying to make it cute, you know, it's an animated movie. But religion also tended to be a big part of this particular time period, because I wrote down that Snow prays before she goes to bed.
Yeah.
And we don't get to exactly who she's praying to, but we're assuming some type of, you know, God or, you know, higher being like that. We don't exactly know who. They don't give it to us right away, but seeing as this is an American movie, probably was, you know, Christian, meant to be, I guess, like that. So she thanks the men. She thanks the little men for allowing her to stay. But she also adds in, you know, please make Grumpy like me. And I thought that was sweet, because she doesn't want to be at odds with the people that are giving her a place to stay. So I really like that. But eventually she goes to sleep. They all go to bed. The queen is still at it, making a poisoned apple. And it's pretty gross looking when you think about the stuff that she's putting it in. It's pretty nasty. and it has that kind of iconic look.
Green.
With that greenish, like, skull face dripping on it. And you can actually find candy apples, I think, at Disney that have that look with the...
Oh, man, I need to find
yes.
those.
That's going to be fun when we go back there. To get, like, a candy apple with, like, the evil skull on it. But, so she allows it to turn red, so that way it looks appetizing. And, but she does realize that there is an antidote to this particular poison. And it's true love's kiss. Or love's first kiss. And so she is not at all worried, though, because she's thinking that the dwarves will think she's dead and that they're going to bury her alive. So even now, if she does wake up...
Why is it that you think that she told the huntsman to kill Snow White, but when he doesn't and now it's on her, she does it. She does all that magic to put her to sleep instead of kill her.
I mean, it's sleeping death, but...
But she's still alive?
Yeah, I guess so. She couldn't have thought of it better. Maybe she was stressed.
Yeah, maybe she was stressed. I don't know what.
She couldn't think of a better potion. Better curse. Sleeping curse.
Yeah, see? You know, yeah, sleeping death, but she's still alive.
Yeah, but she could have been. She could have been alive and then eventually died underground.
Underground?
Well, yeah. You can't breathe without air.
They put her in a glass coffin.
Maybe they put a little holes in the side. Maybe they... We're not supposed to be thinking about it like that again. But anyway, she gets ready to go to the cottage. And she's walking, like, on foot for the most part. But one thing that we said is, like, is there no one else in this castle? Yeah. Is she literally the only soul besides Snow White that was in that castle?
Yeah, what kingdom does she rule over?
There's no servants, there's no butlers, there's no... Well, no, because Snow was cleaning everything. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, so she goes on this little, like, canoe underneath the moat of her castle. She gets all the way to, you know, where the cottage is, like, right before, you know, all the dwarves wake up and leave for work at the mines. Though we do see some vultures following her, because she's talking about killing somebody, and so I guess they're hungry, I guess. It's like, ooh, okay, somebody's gonna die. So I'm gonna get some food. But, yeah, so the dwarves get ready for work, and Snow White kisses every single one of them on the head. I think it's very cute. Dopey, of course, is different in the fact that he doesn't want a kiss on his head.
Yeah.
He wants a kiss on the lips.
He wants some action. That's what he wants.
I thought it was adorable, though. And not only does he get one kiss, he gets two. He gets two kisses, but it's not on the lips because, you know, Snow White is saving herself for the prince. She can't just be kissing everybody on the lips.
Man, I bet you one of them dwarves could have kissed her and brought her back to life. That's true love.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't describe what the love has to be. Love is love,
we
right?
We just assume.
That it's, like, romantic love versus, like, friendship love. But that's a good point. Though they do make a point in the Once Upon a Time TV show where anybody can be saved by any sort of love for the sleeping curse.
I love them shoes you're wearing.
Well, no, not like that. Oh, but okay. No, because remember I told you Emma is Henry's mother, and he ends up getting the sleeping curse by accident. And she kisses him from the love of a mother and saves him.
I don't know. I love them shoes. I think it'll work. Bet you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to try it. So, the dwarves get to the mine. They're excited to start the day. When the Wicked Queen shows up at the cottage and is pretty much like giving that same vibe as far as like stranger danger. That you mentioned, as far as, like, you don't know this person, and she's asking, where are the little men? Are they here? And she says, no. No, they're not here.
Yeah, see?
So you're all by yourself? Oh my gosh. So she definitely gives it away. with, like, hey, I'm here all by myself. Hi, how are you?
I'm here by myself. Suspicious looking woman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Looking all evil.
Mm-hmm, with a basket of apples. Mm. But the animals freak out.
They know. Yeah, see,
animals know who it is.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. The animals are all like, oh, look, Prince Charming, you know, just a stranger. You know, don't be afraid of him. But then the animals are like, look at this lady. She is evil. And what does Snow White do? Oh, come on in.
Come on come in. I'll take care of you. Yep. Because the birds tend to attack the queen in her hag, you know, ness. Mm-hmm. They attack her, and Snow White kind of reprieves them a little bit.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing? You're so mean to the poor old lady. Shoo, shoo. So instead of trying to help her, though, they decide to go get the men. They decide to go get the dwarves. So the dwarves eventually get the hint that something's wrong. And so they all go back to the cottage on deerback.
Deerback.
On deerback. Meanwhile, the queen is telling Snow about a magic wishing apple that she has. And how she has to make a wish and take a bite in order for it to come true. Yeah. I can only assume that Snow White is a very trusting individual and believes that this is true, because otherwise, why would you assume that that's real? I don't understand. But I guess we live in this, you know, more realistic type of world, whereas she lives in a world with magic. So she's more prone to believing in that, I guess.
I mean, you know, yeah, it's a movie. So obviously, you know, we can't be all like 100% realistic, right. But
because I would have definitely still, been like,
I would
"Girl, you crazy? Like,
what are you doing?
Get out of here!"
I got this apple, okay?
It's magic.
That's great.
That's great. But so she makes a wish, takes a bite, and then falls over.
Oh, well, we don't see her fall over. We just see her hand. Like,
well. We fall. Assume that she'd fall over. I mean, she couldn't get the hand, her arm, she, all clean.
She
out.
Fell down in sections. You know, just pop, 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 pop.
You're crazy. But the dwarves eventually come, and they chase down the queen all the way up this, like, mountain. Mm-hmm. And the queen is about to throw, like, a boulder at them, or, like, kick a boulder at them, and it's almost like a like an act of God where there's lightning and she falls over the edge of the cliff.
She falls over the edge of the cliff. She did all that work just to die.
I mean, it wasn't a good thing. So maybe that's the point, though, is that evil will not prevail.
But she did all that work and she died.
But yeah, so that ends up being, I guess, food for the vultures, because the last thing we see is them circling.
Pretty intense.
It is. And that's the part that people were referring to with the movie being scary. The part where the queen gets struck by lightning and dies, that was the part that people were scared about. Then they said that it wasn't 100% appropriate for children to watch.
Well, that's silly.
But I mean, I can only assume that it's the time, you know, it's the time period. You know, we didn't really have like super big horror films back then at that time, I don't think. So that was scary for them. But anyway, the dwarves get back to Snow. They think she's dead. They're very sad, though. The scene with them kind of holding her vigil at the cottage is very sad. Just seeing them just so sad. And they just looked just distraught. Ugh, it breaks your heart a little bit. So then we fast forward. And there's some more, like, words on the screen that we're expected to read. And, like, months and months go by. They build a coffin out of glass and, like, gold and silver. Eventually the prince comes back. The prince comes back and hears about this beautiful princess in this glass coffin. And he comes, not saying anything. Just looking at her beauty, I guess. And kisses her. And she wakes up.
Everything's hunky-dory now.
And she wakes up. And she knows exactly who it was that kissed her.
Yeah, that man don't even know her name.
They didn't get that chance. Because the next day she wasn't there. Yeah. Maybe he came back and it was like, hey, where'd the lady go? Yeah. But anyway, you know, he saves the day, I guess. You know, she wakes up. She's very, very happy. She says goodbye to the dwarves. And they're excited to see her alive and well. And they go horseback to his kingdom, which looks to be across the way, not that far. But it's the way it's kind of drawn is in the clouds.
Yeah.
So it could just be the direction of the sun, but it looked like it was in the clouds.
No, they just wanted to make it look cool.
The kingdom in the clouds. Because it's like, oh my gosh, where's this kingdom in? Heaven?
Yeah, he's a demigod.
Could be. Could be. I can't wait till we get to Hercules. That's gonna be fun. So, any other thoughts?
No.
Okay. Well, so who was the best and who was the worst?
Who was the best?
Who was the best?
Man, Grumpy was the best.
Grumpy was the best?
He was the most reasonable.
He was reasonable. Yeah. You know? Very smart. Very smart. Reasonable. And he also changed. He came around. You know, he actually ended up liking Snow White at the end. I like growth. In a character, I love growth and a journey. So, for me, the best I would have to say is Dopey. I love him. I just think he's so great. I think he's so sweet and tender-hearted. And, yes, he might be silly, but I don't think it's him being portrayed as stupid. I love him. I think he's fun. I think we would have a great time going places and stuff like that. Who's the worst?
Man, who was the worst? And the queen.
The queen was the worst.
The queen was the worst. And not necessarily because, you know, I mean, she was evil.
She was evil.
But, I mean, yeah. You're going to go through all of this work.
And it's not even going to work.
To put her to sleep and then fall off a cliff. I'm like, come on.
Not to mention, I just don't know where your head is at, where you're putting all of your fairest in the land into physical attractiveness. Like, that's just silly. Girl, you have magic. You got powers. I would be like, well, she can be the fairest in the land. I got all these magic and spells and potions.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I don't care about her. I
broke that mirror.
Oh, man. It's like, see, there you go. Maybe she's really mad that she can't see herself in the mirror. She has to see this awful face on the other side.
Well, she didn't have an awful face. She didn't have an awful face until she turned to that old hag.
Okay.
That she had that pickle of a nose.
Oh, boy. And the wart on it, too. It's fun, though. I like the movie. So, out of 5 poison apples, how many would you get for this movie?
Oh, I'd give it like a 3.
3? I'm going to give it a 4.
You give it a 4?
I love it. I love classic Disney. I think it's so fun. Not every single story of the classic Disney can be translated to today, but that's okay. That's all right. But the classics, I think, are still awesome to me. Especially when we talk about classic princesses. I love Snow White. I think she's awesome. I will say, though, as far as, like, the princesses go, the dresses, Snow White is probably my least favorite. I think the patterns don't go together. I just don't think the colors go together either. I just don't like it. And capes. I'm not really a big fan of capes. But, yeah, so I'll give it a 4. So what are we doing next? What's the next one?
Oh, I don't know.
Next one's yours.
Yeah, next one's mine. We'll have to tell you guys once we get going on.
All right. Well, that's it for this one.
Yeah, until next time.
Goodbye.